One more Democrat is planning to run for president in 2008, and this is a name that many people were expecting. Barack Obama, the freshman senator from Illinois, announced that he is forming an exploratory committee. That means he's not quite formally running, but he's moving in that direction, and he made that announcement on his website today. Joining us now to discuss this not-so-unexpected announcement is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. And why would he decide to take this step now with just 2 years of experience in the U.S. Senate?
Steve, because what's happened to Barack Obama doesn't happen to many politicians in their entire lifetimes, let alone this early in their careers. He has a best-selling book. He has caused a literal frenzy among Democrats who think he's charismatic, that he represents this new kind of politics. He took a trip to New Hampshire where he was greeted like a rock star. You've got a draftobama.com movement out there. You have a Students for Obama. This kind of interest and enthusiasm doesn't come along very often, and he has nothing to lose. He's not up until 2010 for his Senate seat.
Based anyway on the beliefs of his supporters, what is new about his kind of politics?
Everything about him seems to represent for his supporters a new way of politics. Some people say that he transcends politics, just the way his life story seems to transcend race. He has this white mother from Kansas, black father from Kenya. He is probably the first post-civil rights era African-American politician to run. He constantly talks about bridging divides of all sorts, partisan, political. Today, when he made his announcement on the website, he posted a video where he said, "Our leaders in Washington seem incapable of working together in a practical, common-sense way. Politics has become so bitter and partisan, so gummed up by money and influence, we can't tackle the big problems." He is telling people, his message is, I'm something different. I'm going to do something different than all the things that you hate about politics.
Most of America could probably sign on to that general message. Do you think when they find out specifics about Barack Obama that some people may think again?
That is the big question. His lack of experience, the fact that he is a blank slate and so unknown, is his strength and his weakness. He is certainly the most inexperienced candidate seeking the presidential nomination this cycle. Maybe he's the most inexperienced candidate ever. I don't know. But that will be his biggest problem to overcome, that he has only been in the Senate for 2 years. Before that, he was in the Illinois state legislature, and that's about it. He has this compelling life story. He's extremely talented. He's very charismatic. But especially in an era where foreign policy and national security are incredibly important, so is experience.
Nevertheless, big name. He makes this announcement. He takes a step. What does this do to the rest of the Democrats thinking about running or running?
Well, I think he really casts a cloud or blows everyone away other than Hillary Rodham Clinton. All those candidates who were hoping to be an alternative to Mrs. Clinton, and she has been the presumptive front runner up until now, people like John Edwards, people like Chris Dodd, or former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, he is going to potentially suck the oxygen out of the room for them in terms of hiring operatives, raising money. Now, for Mrs. Clinton, he is the strongest candidate, at least on paper, to appear in the field to rival her so far. His voting record is very similar to hers, pretty reliably liberal, but he doesn't have any of the baggage she does, and he could potentially really compete with her in those southern primary states where there are large African-American populations. So he gives her a real run for her money.
Well, we'll be listening to your reporting to find out what happens next. Mara, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson.